out and about in Western agriculture. California Association of Pest Control Advisors held workshops on nutrient management last week in Atascadero and Fresno. Compass Minerals spoke to PCAs at the Fresno meeting about the relationship between potassium and healthy crops.
That relationship's very important. Adequate fertility and particularly adequate potassium management basically helps the crop simplistically perform more healthy. So we create a healthier crop, a healthier environment for that plant to resist infection and disease.
Compass Minerals agronomist Mark Davis reminded crop managers the importance of proper fertility practices.
What we tend to see in the field is that as crop managers are managing their crop, they need to look at dialing in the proper fertility practices that are going to, you know, kind of follow the 4-hour nutrient stewardship philosophy of addressing the right rate, the right time, in the right place with the right fertilizer sources. And that's what keys in on the ability of potassium to help manage disease.
Efficient irrigation has complicated the potassium issue, especially in crops like tomatoes. And Davis says some tweaking needs to be done if an irrigation system has been updated.
What happens in some of those scenarios is when we start to reduce the total water load, which again is what we're trying to manage, and that's a very beneficial thing, there can be a learning curve with that reduction of water. We're not moving at times as much nutrients to the plant. So while the nutrient may be in their soil, they may need to look at correcting where they're placing the nutrient, or maybe they need to increase that concentration a little bit to help drive the nutrient to the plant.
Davis says bottom line is that proper potassium levels help the plant in many ways.
Potassium has a very strong linkage to total crop production, optimizing that crop quality, and again, optimal use of water, optimal use of nitrogen.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.